Broadcasting from the shores of El Pacifico, Phil Henry.
World famous Phil Henry show every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast and 4 a.m. on the East Coast. The news, talk, and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about, where truth is our bitch, and where we go anywhere to take you where other talk shows cannot take you. The above, the beyond, and begin the begin. You know, we do it here every night. You can also visit us online at philhenryshow.com. Watch our live streaming video of the world-famous Phil Henry Show as it is in action. We've been showing people some behind the scenes. There's our fulfillment room there, and there's Gumelda. She's working over the computer. So you can see it's never a dull moment here at the world-famous Phil Henry Show. You can also hear in the background one of the evangelical conclaves that they're having in Orange County tonight, not at Saddleback, but one of the adjunct colleges there, and Pastor William Rennick is there. And we're going to talk right off the bat here tonight about Tim Tebow, and we're going to talk because I think we have a rare opportunity here, folks, to discuss Tebow, who is in the minds of many and in my eyes a fine kid, a great kid. Whether or not you're a Christian, I don't think that has to necessarily fall into the discussion. But there is there are differences of opinion as to how he may be using his celebrity, and that's what we're going to be talking about. I know, Pastor Rennick, you've been discussing it at length with a number of individuals from the pastoral that you have been conducting with Reverend Speech and others. Can you tell me what you guys were talking about?
Well, I mean, I think that most of us were saying was that Tim Tebow represents a rare opportunity, you know, for the Christian ministry, no matter what the denomination. We have a very rare opportunity to reach out to people that are friends of, fans of a Tim Tebow, people that like to watch this young man play football. And I love football. I think all Americans love to watch a competitive sport, whether you're Christian or non-Christian. Here is a young man, I think, acquits himself so beautifully that we've got a wonderful opportunity to use him as an example of a good Christian young man that can send a message to our young people that there's nothing wrong, you know, and there's nothing strange about being a Christian in the modern world.
All right. Tim Tebow has also, he's also inspired Pastor Rennick. And our number, by the way, folks, is 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445. Some comments from people who are opposed to his position, for instance, on choice and other matters, other social issues. They feel that he's doing damage with his points of view.
Let me address that. I want to address that because I've been hearing that. And I'm also, Phil, as you know, I'm a friend of yours, and I'm a fan of yours, and I'm a long-time supporter of your radio show. But I heard you say much of this weekend. But you were talking to people this weekend at on Twitter and on a couple of occasions when you and I spoke, you expressed misgivings about Tim Tebow talking about his religion.
And well,
let me just finish here. I'll let you finish what I'm saying.
Sorry.
That angered me. That angered me. I want to tell you that angered me. He is in the world just like anybody else. And he has a right, just like anybody else, to express his feelings about life just like anybody else. Now, I have long time respected you, and I've respected others in the broadcast field for their expertise when it comes to news and when it comes to the events of the day. And as a football fan, because I am so much a supporter of Tim Tebow, I did something that I've never done before. And I looked at some of these football games this weekend, and I said, I want to cast my vote for football, because if football can have a young man like Tim Tebow in it, it is a worthy profession and should be supported. So I wanted to have some fun. And I had Clara, and we went down to the down to Harris, down near the beach in San Diego. And I put some money on one of the football games. I put money on two of the football games. I bet on the New Orleans Saints, on the Detroit Lions.
Uh huh.
and I bet the under. There was an over-under, I bet on the under. Then I bet on Tim Tebow, because I'm, as I said, I love this young man. I bet against Tim Tebow. And the reason why I bet against Tim Tebow, as much as I admire him, as much as I think he is good for our world, for our young people, all of your naysaying about him made me think that maybe his mind won't be in the game. I bet against him. So I made two bets that cost me a lot of money. I didn't make these bets.
Now, can I ask you about the Bible and...
Hold on for a minute. I don't want you to make any statement that has the word Bible in it, because I'm about to tell you, and I don't want you to misconstrue what the Bible's intent is. Understand something. I do not gamble. I don't bet on games of chance and so forth. One time in my life, I bet on football. I bet on the under, on the Lions, and on the Saints, because I just wanted to support the game of football. And then, because I had talked to you, I thought, well, maybe Phil's right. Maybe Tebow not going to have his head in the game. And I bet against him. Now, both of those bets were wrong. I know that now.
Are you saying that they're wrong because they were sinful?
Yes, I'm saying that they were sinful bets.
And well, are you saying because you lost money on those bets?
Hold on. This is where, Philip, where you and I diverge, you know. I never should have made those bets. But I made them because I'd listened to you talking about Tim Tebow. I heard other people talking about Tim Tebow. And I felt I wanted to support football. But at the last minute, I could not bring myself to bet in support of Tim Tebow because of all of the distractions that you were talking about. You follow me?
Yes, I do follow you.
All right. I wound up losing money on that game because he won. And I wound up losing money on the Saints game because I took the under. It went over 59 points. My point is this. You, Phil, are a good man, but you speak the words of the devil. And when you speak the words of the devil, you cause other people to be, sucked in. I got sucked in by the demon. And all because of the way people talk in disrespect about Tim Tebow. I'm sick and tired of it. And that was my message tonight. I think people need to back off of Tim Tebow and appreciate a young Christian man who can also play the game of football very well. And I fell for the bait. I took the bait.
Well, Pat...
Hold on. I'm not done yet. When I'm done, I'll let you know. But I took the bait. You hear me?
Yes, sir.
I took the bait. The man come down the mountain, says, I'm a hungry man. And the devil says to him, I got a loaf of bread. I took the bait. I didn't wait for the blood of the lamb. I didn't wait for the flesh of Jesus. I took the bait. And you were the one holding the fishing pole, Phil. You held that fishing pole. You had the devil on the end of your fishing line, a little miniature man, if you want to call it that. A little miniature devil holding on to that bread saying, Pastor Rennick. Now.
Okay, Pastor, I do have to interrupt you. We have to take a break.
I'm looking at the clock. It says 10:14. You told me you break it.
All right, but I.
Are you lying to me?
No, sir, I'm not lying to you.
Are you lying? I'll ask you again. Are you lying to me?
No, sir, I'm not lying to you.
Because what happened, Phil, is a result of you talking up Tim Tebow as I took the demon's bait.
I understand that. But you're blaming me.
I'm blaming you for doing the devil's work.
You're the one that placed the bet, okay?
I'm not trying to get off the hook. But the devil, as I walked up to that window at Harrah's in San Diego, I could feel the devil almost like a puppet. Like a puppet would put his hands into the puppet hand. I felt the devil's hands go into my hand like a puppet. And I felt my hands as if there was a puppet being and talking the puppet talk, because the devil was in me. I didn't have faith.
That's right.
I didn't have faith.
On account of fear because of what you said.
No, not because of what I said.
No, listen to me. I took the bait, and as a result of that, I had a puppet mouth and a puppet hand. And Jesus Christ was nowhere around.
Did you pray to Jesus?
Well, do me a favor, will you? Don't start talking Jesus talk to me. You don't know what you're talking about. You don't know what you're talking about. Don't. I'm the one that talks about the Lord and Savior, not you.
All right, I know that you're at the conclave there.
Yeah, we are, and we've got to get inside. I do want to continue talking to you.
Okay, I have to take a break. Pastor William Renick on the line with us, and you may want to join us as we talk about Tim Tebow. And he's being very candid. He bet two football games this weekend, one of them against Tim Tebow, and he's blaming me. Blaming me because I had talked a lot about Tebow being very outspoken in terms of his religion. Perhaps young Mr. Tebow might not be ready for the game this weekend. Whatever. He's blaming me for these bets that he's made. He's blaming me, basically, for a lot of the negative imaging that he has about Tim Tebow and others. Our number is 877-876-PHIL. I mean, that's what it comes down to. 877-876-PHIL, the world-famous Phil Henry Show, back with Pastor William Renick after this.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Henry Show. You're listening to the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
World-famous Phil Henry Show here, 877-876-PHIL from the conclave, evangelical conclave in Orange County. In Diamond Bar this evening is Pastor William Renick, along with his wife Clara is there, Clara Bingham, and many, many other ministers from across the western United States and some parts of the southwest. And we're talking tonight. I know you've discussed an awful lot there, and many of the topics that you discussed, Pastor Renick, are what? Are they matters of actual spiritual doctrine? Are they matters of
It covers it's a wide range of topics. You know, you are covering, for instance, how to support on an individual basis. Sometimes we have ministries that are very much in financial need. There are ministries, and many times you're called to the gospel, and you go to places where there no real support, financial or material support, is going to be coming from your congregation. And that's when we have to reach out, and we've got to support across the spectrum these churches. But getting back to what we're talking about, if I can't get support from the people in the media that know better, and I go out and I lay a couple of $1,000 on a football game. I don't bet football, but I believe in Tim Tebow. But you made me believe not in Tim Tebow. What happened there, Phil, was this. I believe in that young man, and you start talking about how he's a hypocrite. And
well, I don't think I used that word.
Hold on for a minute, because you said that. Didn't you say he got no right using the platform?
All I said was I disagreed with him on the freedom of a woman's right to choose, but I didn't call him a hypocrite.
Well, in so doing, you are speaking against a fellow Christian. And you said, well, his head may not be in it. And what you did is you used the devil. And so the devil slipped into my my form, you know, as if I was the devil puppet. And that's when I bet against Tim Tebow.
Are you telling me that it would have been God's will to bet for Tim Tebow?
I'm telling you, Phil, don't talk about God. You're not qualified. You can ask me about me.
I'm asking you about religious liturgy.
No, you're not. All you're trying to do is you're still deviling it up. See, that's what I call deviling it up. You're trying to devil it up on me. And you're trying to...
What do you mean, devil it up?
You're trying to trick me. I cannot allow that to happen, Phil, as much as I love you. I cannot allow that to happen. Not again.
All right, 877-876-PHIL, and this is, I believe, Jeff. Is this who I have on the line?
Larry.
Well, Larry, sorry, you're on the air with Pastor William Renick, who is in Diamond Bar this evening. Go ahead.
I've been an evangelist for the last 35, 40 years, and here's a funny thing. You know what? Here's the funny thing. You sit there and tell how that there are churches and all that that need money, which I agree.
Yes, they are.
In fact, nobody
very much
forced
so.
You to do it. You did this on your own free will. For you to blame him and say that he did it, no. He was not there telling you what to do.
He was talking about a fellow Christian. He was talking about a Christian man. And if you know who that, you know this, Tim?
No, what you're talking about now, you're stating this fact. And you're sitting there saying, well, he was talking bad about it. I don't care who anybody talks bad about, okay? So, you know, he has his own view. His own.
You have to, you know, God says he will not be mocked, you know. And when Mr. Henry says Tim Tebow this, Tim Tebow that, and so I want to support Tim Tebow. You know who we're talking about?
Yeah, that's a very good question. Do you know who we're talking about, Larry, the football player Tim Tebow?
Yeah, I do. Here's the funny thing.
Yeah, okay.
You know, he's sitting there saying to you.
Tim Tebow is a Christian. He's a Christian man.
You know, Phil, he's telling you that you're the cause of him losing money.
Right. Well, that's what I was asking you about, Pastor. You know,
I'm saying to Phil and I'm saying to you, Larry, the devil come into Phil. He's coming into me because Phil said, Tim Tebow, he stinks. And what do I want to do? I want to support Tim Tebow. I want to do what God is calling me to do, which is support a Christian, a fellow Christian, in his mission, in his journey.
Okay, well, that's
point
number one.
But
if you want to,
what?
Why did you bet against him?
Because Mr. Henry talked me into thinking he's no good.
Nobody holds the ear. There's a scripture in the Bible says that if God be for you, you know, who can be against you? The problem was you did this upon yourself. It says you were lured away and drawn away from your own lust.
The demon acting through Phil used me as a puppet.
No.
Wait, hold on for a minute, Larry. Hold on. Phil, you don't get to talk about this. It's me and Larry. We are evangelical. You're not even a Christian.
It's my show.
I don't want you talking about it. Go ahead, Larry.
It is Phil's show, and if Phil says, as a minister...
But he's not a Christian. He's not a Christian.
It's his show. You have to respect...
In other words, you want to leave the door wide open for the demon again. That's what I'm trying to tell you. You keep leaving the door open. I keep trying to shut the door to the devil, and you keep wanting to let the door open.
No, because you're the one... allowed him in. You're the one that walked up there full right knowing that it was against, you know, there are people, sorry Phil, but there are people that are hungry. Churches, yes, I agree with that. And here it is, this supposed minister or whatever, okay, if he's behind that
supposed
pole, okay, supposed. I won't touch him. But
wow.
What is twisting. He's contradicting himself.
Even I'm not contradicting anything. What are you laughing at, man? I'm saying to you that God Almighty asked me to support this young man, Tim Tebow, and here comes the demon saying, no, don't do it. His head ain't in the game. He stinks. He sucks. So I bet against him.
You did it. You bet against him. You're blaming the devil? Okay, fine. The Bible always warns people, Christians, against the devil, doesn't it? Jesus encountered the devil? Jesus had to do battle with the devil.
Well, look at you, telling me all about the Bible. I bet you spent 5 seconds of your life reading the Bible. That's too much. I know what the Bible says. Larry, you know what the Bible says.
Yes, I do.
Right? The Bible said the demon lies. And the demon tricks and fools. And twists and puts on, all kinds of different personalities. Just like he did with you.
What you're doing right now. You're calling, you're trying to call black, black, white, white, which is understandable.
Huh?
But the problem is...
That's racial. You're getting racial. We don't need to be racial. I'm saying...
Millie Mountain. No, that's not what I'm talking about.
You're talking about racism.
All right, listen, Larry, thank you for your call. I got to take a break. 877-876-PHIL. Pastor Renick, Tim Tebow, did I influence him to bet against Tim Tebow? The world-famous Phil Henry Show.
You assumed the form of the devil.
I don't see how I did that.
I'm trying to tell you.
Phil Henry.
Took the bait.
Famous Phil Henry Show.
What's your first name? What's your first name? Okay, bring it up. World famous Phil Henry Show here. Every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast, 4 a.m. on the East Coast, the news, talk, and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about. On the line with me from the Evangelical Conclave and Diamond Bar is Pastor William Renick, and we'll be on with us for a period of time as we're talking about, you know, what's been a little bit of the conversation this week. It's interesting. Tim Tebow, quarterback of the Denver Broncos, and quite an exciting football player in his own right, is also a Christian and has been vocal about his Christian beliefs. And that has some people a little bothered, only because so many of those beliefs do tend to comment on social situations, the social politics of the country and so forth. For instance, a woman's right to choose, abortion. And Pastor William Renick on the line with us. Pastor Renick, you bet two football games this weekend, and I won't even comment on whether that is biblical or not.
What does that mean, biblical? What's that mean?
Well, I guess I should say, is that with are you following God's law?
Am I following God's law? What?
You bet a couple of football games.
So I bet a couple of football games. So what? See, what you're doing again, Phil, is you are getting once again. You are taking on the role of the demon. And I have to ask myself, what is it so comfortable about the demon that you like to have that the puppet man slipping a hand in?
I'm not taking, I'm just asking the question that you bet a couple of games.
I bet football to support Tim Tebow. When you started in again at 8 o'clock on Sunday morning, I called you. Did I call you at 8 o'clock Sunday morning?
Yes, you did.
And I asked you, I said, now I heard you talking about Tim Tebow and all of these Christian beliefs. I think his mind won't be on the game. And what did you say to me?
I said, I said that's a fair assessment, you know.
Yeah, you said you didn't think he was going to win.
I thought the Steelers would win. Yes, I did.
So I took that, and that was the devil. And I went and I changed my bet. And I went all the way back down to San Diego, trying to get my money back on the first bet. They wouldn't let me have it back. And I spoke to the general manager down there at Harris. I said, you know, I just want to know what you're running here. I come down. I made a bet, yes. But I've changed my mind. I don't bet football. I don't know what you people do here. And he said that, you know, so on and so forth, that's too bad. So I went ahead. I laid another $1,000. And I bet the other way. Okay? And now I find out an odd change. I lost a lot of money. Why?
You bet that game. First you bet for him, then you bet against him, and you bet against him, and the odds were better when you bet against him. Is that what you're saying?
I'm telling you that I took short money. And as a Christian preacher, that was embarrassing for me. It was not against God's law, but it was embarrassing. Because when people ask me, they said, why'd you bet against? I said, I took Phil Henry. I've listened to Phil Henry. They said, man, it's not even a Christian.
Well,
you're not even a Christian man. See?
877-876-PHIL here on the Phil Henry Show. We have a caller here. What is your name, sir?
Joseph.
Joseph, go ahead. You're on the show with Pastor Renick.
Hey, well, I just wanted to let you know I got 2 points here. Now, I don't disagree that, now, I agree that Phil Henry, he may have said some things against Tim Tebow, but...
Oh, yes, he did. Yes, he did. He said Tim Tebow, lousy quarterback.
I did. That's what I thought.
But he has the right of free speech, and also the fact that you were the one that bet on going against Tim Tebow. It wasn't his fault. He had his opinion. You had yours. You took your opinion. I saying that Tim Tebow is a good Christian man, and that he should be praised for what, I mean, what he's done, both his football and his Christian life. But, now I'm not exactly defending Phil, but I'm just saying, he has his opinion, you have yours, and what you did was your decision.
Yeah, but here's what I'm trying to say. Name Joseph. Joseph, I can't let the devil off the hook. You're right that I move toward the betting counter with the intent to bet against Tim Tebow. But who carried me the rest of the way? With that devil slipping his hands in like I'm a puppet. And...
Well, you know, do you take any responsibility...
Whoa, hold on. See, this is the problem we're having. I'm talking to a Christian man about Christian things. And you keep butting in. I want to talk to this man knows what I'm talking about. You don't know what I'm talking about.
I know. I'm just asking you a question.
Well, hold on. So, Joseph, when the devil puts a gun, a loaded gun, I'm going to be very graphic with you, Joseph, if you don't mind, all right?
All right.
If the devil takes a loaded gun and sticks it in your mouth, puts the two barrels of a shotgun in your mouth, you think are you going to do what he tells you to do?
No.
What? Are you crazy?
He just said no.
Well, wait a second. You're telling me you won't do what the devil tells you to do with two barrels of the shotgun in your mouth?
Doesn't matter. You're saved, it doesn't matter.
Okay, let me ask you this. If you're in a liquor store gets robbed, the gunman forces you to your knees, puts two barrels of the shotgun in your mouth, and tells you to do something, you going to do what he tells you to do?
Probably not.
But the devil, you're sure you'll say no to, but some slob in a liquor store you might say yes to. That doesn't make sense.
You're just trying to trick him.
Yes, that's exactly. I just tricked him like the devil tricked him. See? I tricked him just like the devil tricked him.
Well, you got to use the Bible. You got to use Christ, and you got to use him against the devil. You have to use verses, and if you don't use the verses, then you're not strong. You got to put on the armor.
Verses? What verses?
What verses?
What do you mean?
Yeah.
Here's an example. Tim Tebow threw a 316-yard pass, right?
316-yard? No, he did not.
Yes, he did.
He threw for 316 yards?
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
He threw a pass 316 yards.
Now, it's interesting.
That's
you look in your Bible and you see John 3:16. That's an example. That is not a man influence. That's a God influence right there.
So okay, right there, that proves that I should have bet for him, and I didn't. What's the only thing that could keep me from betting for a man that threw for 316 yards? The demon. Who's the demon? He's everywhere. Phil Henry.
I don't
bet.
Saying? So...
And when the devil takes two barrels of a shotgun and puts it against your crotch, you're going to say yes.
Wait a minute. That's what you're saying happened, that the devil took both barrels of a shotgun and stuck them against your crotch.
Yes. How do you say no to that?
No, no one's buying this, Pastor. You got to take responsibility for what you did. You bet against him. You're blaming me because I said I didn't think he was a very... Did he really throw for 316 yards, Joseph?
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I had heard. I heard that he threw...
Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me?
And you bet against him.
I didn't bet against him. That's what you don't get.
Okay,
that's what you'll
the
never
only
get.
Reason I called...
I didn't bet against him. The demon.
All right, Joseph, thank you for your call. I appreciate it. Our number is 877-876-PHIL. 877-876-7445. You're not making your case here.
I don't have to make my case, Phil. You don't understand. I don't have to make my case. I'm making the case that the devil is everywhere. That's all I'm saying. Everybody's been calling in. Good Christian people are calling in. They're letting the devil off the hook. I'm not letting the devil off the hook. I've never let the devil off the hook. I put the devil on the hook. I drop the devil in the water, and I hope some devil-eating fish come along and gobble up the devil. I use the devil for bait. I use the devil for catfish bait. Low, crawling, sludge, mud-sucking, no good, rotten, stinking catfish bait. That's how I use the devil for. So when I go out and I say I'm going to bet me on Tim Tebow, and Tim, and then you tell me Tebow, he no good, he's too, his head someplace else, he's got too much of that Jesus stuff going on, and the devil got off the hook, crawled back down that fishing line, got 6 feet tall, and put his hands into me like I'm Puppet Man.
What are you talking about?
You know something? Either you listen to me or you're thumbing it. Now, which are you doing?
I'm asking you...
Either you're listening to me or you're playing thumb it. Now, which is it?
I'm listening to you.
Then what do you mean, what am I talking about?
The devil came back up the hook, grew up to a big size, and used you as a puppet.
Yes! That's what I've been trying to say. I had the devil on the line. I had him on the hook. I had him in the water. He was going down. I was going fishing for that mud-sucking group. Oh, man. And what'd you do? You came along and said, hey, I think Tebow, he ain't no good. You lied to me.
No, wait a minute, Pat.
No, you lied. You lied to me. Because I don't know why. Maybe you don't like me. Maybe you think I'm...
No, Pastor Rennick, I did not lie to you.
I think you lied. I think you had the devil's back. I think you knew that Tim Tebow was going to that game and play his heart out. I think you knew that Tim Tebow was going to make chumps out of that Pittsburgh Steelers team. A football team that I've come to believe was one of the great football teams of all time, the Pittsburgh Steelers franchise. And then Tim Tebow come in and jumped him.
Pastor.
Oh, you lied. And the way you lied, with a puppet, me, I got, all I am is a sock head and an empty, I'm a just cloth. That's what the devil done to me.
All right, we're going to talk a little bit more about this.
No, you lied.
No, sir, I did not lie. I gave you an opinion.
Well, all right, then how come I'm betting against Tim Tebow?
Because you brought a very good point up. You were betting in favor of the Pittsburgh Steelers, one of the great franchises in all of professional football. Why would they lose? Very good point. Only one problem. They have a quarterback that was crippled.
Well, why'd you tell me about that?
Because I didn't know that I was a betting service all of a sudden. 877-876-PHIL is the number here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Is Pastor Rennick talking about supporting a young Christian man in his efforts as a professional quarterback, or is he just angry that he bet the wrong side? 877-876-PHIL, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. We'll be back with Pastor William Rennick in just a moment.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Hendry Show.
You lied!
The world famous Phil Hendry Show.
World famous Phil Hendry Show, 877-876-PHIL. Anybody watching the video cast, you having problems with the video picture? I got a message that said it's the size of a postage stamp. I don't know. I'll have to go online and take a look at it. 877-876-PHIL is our number here, and we're talking with Pastor William Rennick at the Evangelical Conclave in Diamond Bar tonight. You've been calling me a liar here, Pastor. You've been saying that I lied to you and that I recommended that you not bet on Tim Tebow, even though you think I knew he was going to play well.
I mean, you're telling me you think Tim Tebow no good, and I have a stinking hunch you knew he was good. See, when you tell me he no good, I knew you were the devil. I knew that you were speaking the devil words. I'm not saying you are the devil, Phil. I'm saying I knew you didn't like Tim Tebow. I knew you didn't like the opinion he's got. I knew you didn't think a very good quarterback.
Most of my opinion about Tim Tebow's got nothing to do with him being a Christian. You know, I'm glad that he's a Christian, and I'm glad that it influences his life well. I've got friends of mine, women, who don't like his view on abortion, whatever. But I'm saying my view of him was as a quarterback only.
As a quarterback, and you're telling me as a quarterback, he's no good.
I don't think he's a classic. I don't think he's the type of quarterback that's going to win championships. I could be wrong. I could be very wrong.
Let me tell you something. You're wrong.
Well, I mean, I could be.
No, you're not good. You're wrong. You're wrong. You led me down the garden path like you were the demon dressed up like you were in a romper room school, what you call like a Disney guy or something. Like you were dressed up like a Disney guy going to take me down in a swan boat. And there I was, a little straw hat, the sucker, all-day sucker. And you talk about an all-day sucker, that was me. You dressed up for the swan boat.
Yeah. What are you talking about, me dressed up? What is that? What is it?
I'm telling you, you were the devil dressed as a guide for the swan boat. God!
I don't know what that means.
Well, young man, I would hope you'd listen.
I'm listening. 877-876-PHIL is our number here. Let's go over to 877-876-PHIL here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, and we're talking with our good friend, Pastor William Renick, about this very thing that we've been discussing, Tim Tebow, and why it is this guy is blaming me, you, Pastor, for you betting on Tim, betting against Tim Tebow.
And well, we ought to talk what happened to that phone call you had.
He hung up.
Well, get another one.
No, I don't, I just, there's no, I, you know, they're not.
They don't want to talk to me?
It seems like they don't want to talk to you, yeah.
No, I mean, see, there's another lie. That's a filthy lie.
That's not a lie. They don't want to talk to you. They think you're nuts. Or maybe they think you're right. Maybe they agree with you. I don't know.
Well, that must be it. That must be it. Because everything I've said is biblical. Everything I've talked about is biblical. What I've said about Tim Tebow being a Christian man playing good football, and you saying I'm not taking responsibility.
No, you're not taking responsibility when you keep calling me a liar. And you keep saying that I'm a guy that is not doesn't have the Christian point of view. What I have is in fact just a limited view of Tim Tebow based upon my politics, and you know, and I'm misleading you. And I really know he's good. I don't think the guy's good. I still don't think he's any good. I still don't think he's going to win a Super Bowl.
What are you talking about, man? They just said that he passed for 316 yards.
You know what? I'm going to look that up.
You go ahead and look it up.
I'm looking that up because I don't even know if that's true or not. But and we'll have that next hour, okay?
You can have it now. I want it now.
Well, you can look it up if you want. All right, we have a technical problem I'm trying to deal with, too, as well. No, I'm not going to look it up right now.
You can look it up right now.
I'm not looking it up right now. I'm telling you, I've got a million different things that need my attention right now, okay?
Well, one of them is talking to me.
Yeah, absolutely. You're absolutely right. And I'm not taking responsibility. How much money did you lose?
I lost $2,500.
And you never did answer my question. Are Christian ministers allowed to bet? But
what do you mean, are they allowed to bet? I can bet a football game, especially if it's in support of a young Christian man. Yes, I can do that. Now, I know that what you want
to... Now, hold on. I want to get Clara. Is she there?
What do you want to talk to her for?
Because she was there when you were making the bets, wasn't she?
Yeah, I was. I was there, and I told him that I thought what he was doing very foolish.
No, you didn't.
Oh, shut your mouth, please, for a minute, Pat. I don't want to talk disrespect for my husband. You know Phil.
No, I know that.
But I was there when he made both those bets, and I had said to you, don't you dare bet. You're going to bet for him. You bet for him. You bet against him. You bet against him. But don't you dare blame Phil Hendry.
Phil Hendry wouldn't have told me. He told me to bet on him.
No, he did not tell you to bet on him. He told you, Tim Tebow.
Oh, my God.
It's not that big of a mistake, William. Take it easy, will you?
Oh, my goodness. William, you hear what she just said? She said Tim Tebow. You know,
give her the phone back, will you?
All right. Make a big thing out of that.
Tim Tebow.
Wow. In any event, Phil, you can hear that what he's doing now is very, very duplicitous. And I think you need to apologize to Phil. You bet that money. You bet it on the wrong man. And you're going to have to live with the consequences.
Well,
get over here.
You call him Tim Tebow.
I don't care what I call him. I'm sorry, Phil.
Look, man, I don't want to...
I'm sorry, I'm going to tell you, I'm sorry. You're going to make me crawl? Is that it? Now you want to make me crawl?
No, I'm not making you crawl.
I'm sorry.
I didn't want to give you the wrong advice.
You didn't give me the wrong advice. You gave me the right advice. You told me you thought he stunk, and therefore I said I'm going to vote, I'm going to bet for him, I'm going to bet on him. But then I didn't keep staying with the thought that because you think he stinks, I should bet for him. Then I started thinking I should bet against him.
Right.
That was stupid of me.
Yeah.
You don't have to. You're the one calling him Tim Tebow.
Who give a damn I call him Tim Tebow?
Hey, you say the Lord's name in vain now. Hear that, Bill? Lord, ho, ho.
Yeah, you did. No, I did not. I said Tim Turbo. I did not take the Lord's name in vain.
You said damn.
Yeah, I said he'll give a damn. I call him Tim Turbo.
Who cares if his name is Tim Turbo or Tim Tebow?
Put me on?
In any event, thank you very much, Pastor, for your apology. It was not necessary, really.
It wasn't necessary. Why'd I do it? And that was his fault, Phil, not yours.
No, I know that. But, I mean, the problem that I have with him is he will not admit it. He just won't admit it. All right. Anyway, thank you very much, Pastor Renick, and you too, Clara.
Yeah, our pleasure, Phil.
Wow. 877-876-PHIL. We said things got really crazy all of a sudden here, folks, on the technical end. So we'll try to iron all that stuff out. Be right back with you. Pastor William Renick, Clara Bingham, his wife, the world-famous Phil Henry Show, 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445. Woo!
Take the bait! Oh, you lied to me.
Phil Henry.